The Israeli army has admitted for the first time that it provided support to anti-government militants in Syria. According to Israeli media, Tel Aviv supplied large amounts of cash, weapons, and ammunition to terrorists in the Golan Heights. Israel's military has confirmed the move was part of an operation to help the insurgents fight Syrian government troops. The so-called Operation Good Neighbor was reportedly launched in 2016. The Israeli army provided, among other things, food, clothes, fuel, generators, and medical equipment. Damascus had time and again accused Israel of backing terror groups in Syria, but Tel Aviv had always denied it. The Syrian army also uncovered Israeli mines and tunnel networks and battlefields that the terrorists used for transportation and storing weapons and munitions. James Fetzer is a professor at Emeritus University of Minnesota in Duluth, who joins us. So you have this revelation now, and Israel's admittance to the support of a terrorist. Now, it confines those terrorists to the occupied Golan Heights. How wide of a support do you think Israel has had for these terrorists? And what does this all then mean on a larger, in the bigger picture?
Well, I think there can be no doubt that Israel has been providing support to ISIS regularly and in an ongoing fashion. They've actually been conducting airstrikes in Syria. No one who has followed this closely can be surprised that Israel has been performing all of these operations against the Syrian government as part of the plan to expand to the greater Israel of Zionist aspirations. What's surprising here is that there would be a formal acknowledgement of their role insofar as they are undertaking these ventures.
Well, you know, it's also surprising for this piece of news to come out at this time when there's a imminent operation that's going to happen, if it hasn't happened already, in Idlib, where these, well, some call them so-called rebels, others, of course, call them by what they are, terrorists. And that operation is going to go on. What do you think about the timing of the release of this news?
Well, it is curious. Maybe they're anticipating that the developments in Idlib, where Donald Trump has absurdly advised the Syrian government not to undertake this military operation, which obviously is indispensable to clean out the terrorists from Syria, who have, of course, for so long been supported by the United States, by Israel, by the UK. I think what we're seeing here is further confirmation of what we have been told by Russia, by Syria, by Iran has been true, and what we have been told by the United States, Israel, and the UK is not.
Very well. Thank you very much for that. We appreciate it there. That is James Fetzer, Professor Emeritus, University of Minnesota, Duluth, talking to us.